Rob Bell has been in law enforcement for 12 years, the last 7 of which have been with the Hamilton Police Department. Bell took control of the department on July 1st following the retirement of former police chief Walt Sellens. Bell says he appreciates how Sellens took the time to make sure he was prepared to be the man in charge.
Now, being the boss, I don't have the buffer. As Chief Sellens was there, I could look over my shoulder and say, "Hey, Chief, is that right?" He'd say, "Yes." Now, but I do call him. His phone has always been open, and that's great. But the guys have really stepped up and helped me out. The transition has been easy. The guys see my goals. They're on board with me, and I really appreciate that. And I think we got a great department. Chief Sellens made a great department. I want to be the greatest department. That is one of my goals.
What are your other goals? What do you hope to accomplish while as chief?
The big goal I want to see accomplished is I want to get some drug awareness programs in the elementary school and in the high school. I've sat down with the school members, the superintendent, and the principals, and they're on board. I'm starting the process now. The one big thing that the school and the police department did this summer, we're updating their signs. More awareness, the public knows, hey, this is a stop sign, a yield sign, kids crossings. Number one safety is our children. And they're our kids, not my kids, not your kids, they're all of our kids. And that was one of the big things that school and I wanted to get done this summer, and we did that. And now it's the next phase in our a three-phase process.
One of the things I've noticed just driving through town here, I look over at the police station sometimes, and I've seen you on multiple occasions here out front talking to kids. Is that a priority of yours to kind of reach out to the kids here in Hamilton?
Yeah, that's the one big thing I have. The kids need to see the police, not in just uniform, in a bad setting. Hey, you know, the cops are good guys. They can stop in and talk anytime. I see a kid walking down the street, I'll stop and talk to him, just see how they're doing. I want them to feel safe. I want them to know that, hey, we can go to the police and tell them anything. Talk to them. Just, hey, play ball with them. A couple weeks back, I stopped and played kickball with the kids in uniform at the city park, and they loved it. And that's one of my goals this year, and I got all the guys on board. We're going to start eating lunch with the kids at the school. The school is great with that, and I just, not in a bad situation, let's just go in and meet them and let them feel a little safer.
What are the biggest challenges facing the Hamilton Police Department right now?
The biggest challenge I feel right now that faces us is our crime rate is increasing. Our drug abuse is increasing. That was another one of my goals, is to combat the drugs. I'm doing everything I can. We're working close with the federal government now. I'm applying for some new grants to try to get some more drug awareness, not just for the kids, but for the adults. But I think that's our biggest problem right now is the drugs, and our crime rate is increasing.
Is there a need? I believe right now you've got 4 officers. Could you guys use more? Do you need new equipment, more equipment, anything like that? What are those types of needs?
Well, equipment, we have state-of-the-art equipment. The city is great to work with. They give us the equipment we need. We all are very well equipped, 21st century equipment. I would like to have another officer. I want to have patrol 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but I still want the open door policy where someone can walk in my office and say, "Chief, I got a problem. Come in and talk to me about it. I'll see what I can do for you." I just think the citizens deserve that, and I'm hoping the council agrees with me.
How do you make that pitch? What do you show to show the need for an extra officer?
Well, it's a tough show, or even to show we need it. One, everybody's hurting for money, and I don't want to see the citizens pay extra taxes for that. But there might be some grants coming up. I'm keeping my eye on the grants, so not for personnel, but just for different equipment. But they may, and you know, it's election year. We may hope that somebody's trying to push in some new police officers, and let's see if we can take advantage.
You mentioned how you've been working with the federal government and stuff. Have you started working, reaching out to other neighboring communities just to kind of build up those relationships?
Yeah, I've been working really closely with the Sheriff's Department in Hancock County with Scott Benzinger, and I reached over to Keokuk's new chief, Mr. Hinton. Him and I are going to sit down and have some meetings, and let's work together. And Chief Hinton and Sheriff Benzinger both agree that we're all so close together, let's see what resources we all three have, and let's work together. And our ultimate goal is safety and take people to jail. And that's what the police do. And I don't want to just be, say, hey, we only take people to jail, but you know, let's make everybody safe where you can sit out in your front yard and not worry about anything because you know the police got your back.
Hamilton Police Chief Rob Bell says the efforts to improve community outreach will continue next month. His department and the Hamilton Fire Department will host the 2nd annual Safety Expo on Saturday, September 22nd. I'm Jason Parrott.